The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Stalled talks aimed at securing a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war resuming today in Qatar. Two Egyptian officials say it'll happen. Hamas has a new plan. Israel is skeptical but sending negotiators. Elsewhere, author and podcaster Dan Senor says President Biden's criticism of Israel in his recent State of the Union address has made it more difficult for the Jewish state to defend itself.
And when you unleash the kind of criticisms against Israel that Biden was doing, it provides jet fuel, rocket fuel, for Israel's critics, for Israel's opponents.
He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. McDonald's apologizing for a global technology outage that shuttered some restaurants for hours on Friday. A third party is being blamed. This is SRN News.
This is Seth Leibson in This Week for Town Hall Review. With Trump's New York trial coming quickly, we'll hear from Andrew McCarthy on Alvin Bragg's rank political prosecution.
To be fair to Trump, he's approaching this as political combat, not legal combat. I think he thinks the legal result is kind of baked in the cake.
Join us for our program and sign up for our podcast at townhallreview.com.
Tune in to the Town Hall Review Saturday mornings at 9 a.m., Saturday evenings at 7, and Sundays at 11 p.m. on AM 1280 The Patriot.
Good afternoon, fellow Patriots. The time is now 1 p.m. here at WWTC Studios. We've got your weather forecast for today. Today we see partly sunny skies with a high near 34 degrees. Breezy conditions with northwest winds up to 15 to 20 miles an hour. Moving into tonight, we see partly cloudy with a low around 18. And hey, if you want to give a shout out to your favorite host or have a topic suggestion for one of our shows, just download the free AM 1280 The Patriot app from your device's app store today and click on text on the bottom menu bar to text us and let us know exactly what's on your mind.
Of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air. Live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan, here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. It is the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with another edition of the broadcast we like to call The Closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. If you'd like to weigh in via Twitter, feel free to do so. Just use hashtag NARN Show, hashtag N-A-R-N Show, hashtag NARN Show for any comments or questions. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. And thank you so much for joining us today on today's broadcast. Happy St. Patrick's Day to those of you who celebrate. I'm not Irish, not even a little bit, but I still wore a green top, green sweater for what that's worth. So I guess I'm getting caught up in the spirit of it. So appreciate you tuning in. Folks, we normally don't start off the broadcast with a guest, but a lot of issues cropping up at the legislature this past week. So we do want to get to our first guest right away this afternoon. Minnesota State Senator Jim Abler represents Senate District 35, which includes Anoka and parts of Coon Rapids and Andover. Senator Abler has kind of been one of the more prominent senators out front questioning the, wisdom of last year's legislative session, specifically what it had to do with school resource officers, with mounting criticism going against the DFL who voted to revise that program. It was put into legislation this session to improve the climate, so much so that jurisdictions are now agreeing to put school resource officers back in schools and obviously make our students safer. So we want to talk to Jim about the legislation that was signed into law by Governor Walz this past week. Jim Abler, good to have you on the broadcast as always, sir. How are you?
Yeah, good to be back. Happy. Yesterday was St. Erho Day for the Protestants, so there's something for everyone here.
Well, that's good. It's good to be inclusive, Jim Abler. That is for certain.
How about that? Yeah, what a world has become in St. Paul. Just to remind your listeners, all these wonderful things that they did became possible due to a victory by the Democrats.
Right.
In Ashton by 321 votes. And that election there could be a study, a master's thesis about how to ruin a district that we should have won. But anyway, notwithstanding that, a lot of things have changed, and mostly not for the better.
Between
abortion and taxes and ridiculous amounts of spending, blowing a surplus, and pretty much ruining education. But besides that, it's St. Pat's Day, so there you go.
Well, we're fully funded in education right now, aren't we, Jim Abler? Wasn't that the thing? We're going to find out finally what fully funded education meant? Not so much?
You know, and ironically, so it's going so well that 50% of the third graders are not at grade level for reading and math. And the suburban districts are going to have to cut $317 million from their budget to make it balance after spending $2 billion now and $4 billion to come. You cannot make it up.
No, you really can't. And, elections have consequences. I don't think there's a more underscored point than that, Jim Abler. Well, obviously, we wanted to have you on to talk about the issues surrounding school resource officers. Senator Abler, if you can maybe take us back to last year's session and how legislation was put in place to kind of change the techniques that were allowed for school resource officers, and then what corrections were made to the legislation that was signed by Governor Walz, and thus jurisdictions found it more palatable to return SROs to school. So maybe if you want to give us a little history lesson, Senator Abler.
Sure. You know, sometimes people come across a problem that they want to fix, only it's not really a problem. Right. That was the case here. Minnesota school resource officers, which are police officers in schools, have had an track record of success about help keeping, protecting against school violence, which is on the rise.
Yep.
The people talk about school shootings, the day-to-day school violence on student-on-student, student-on-teacher is incredible and growing. Beware. So as part of that, the districts, back when you were in school, they didn't need police officers.
Yep.
But we do need them now. So they worked out a deal, and they would have a policeman come in there and get to know the kids and tone things down. And it really worked well. And there were complaints about officers in schools in other states, but really none in Minnesota because they were so squared away and they knew what they were to do. And so based upon the fear of the whole George Floyd thing and the defund the police and all this business, there was this huge sense that, well, they must be bad because they're there. We better rein them in. And so in the education bill, it was decided to change the rules about how they could use force in a school, the force they weren't even using. And so then there were two standards for force, one in the schools and one across the street at the Quick Trip. And furthermore, the police could be sued if they violated it. And almost universally, law enforcement said, you know, we're not doing that. They did step up, so they withdrew their officers from schools for this whole school year.
Right.
Some kept them, but mostly not. In an Anoka district, 4 out of 5 high schools had no school resource officers there. And so the governor and leaders in the Democrat Party realized, yeah, this is becoming a problem. We better fix it. We tried to fix it all summer. Zach Duckworth, Senator Duckworth, and I called on a repeal to go back to a fine, and they weren't going to do that. And so it took this long to put a deal together. In the meanwhile, while the kids are at risk.
Yeah, you know, Senator Abler, you look at the votes from both your chamber, the Senate, as well as the House. I mean, it was overwhelmingly bipartisan that this legislation was passed, and the governor had indicated that he was pleased to sign this. And I guess the obvious question is, what took so long to get to this point? It didn't seem like there were a lot of dramatic changes from the way things were before last year's session, Senator Abler.
Well, for once, this was actually a bipartisan bill.
Right.
And for once, the Democratic leaders of the DFL in the House and Senate wrangled their members to, like, shut up and let's fix this. If you notice the no votes, there were more than 10 in the House, and I think 3 in the Senate, and I think several abstentions.
Okay.
And so for once, there was collaboration, and the far left was reined in, where all the leaders said, stop it. I wish they would have said that last year. So the bill that got accomplished wound up restoring the one-size-fits-all ability to use force where it's necessary. And then it also creates some answerability unnecessarily to the state POLST board, Pulse, Police Officer Licensing something, board, that will then set some standards and have oversight. And there's some angst about that. All three major police groups agreed, the sheriffs, the chiefs, and the MPPOA police union agreed to this agreement. But there's some concern that this Pulse board, which is appointed by the governor, who has not been a friend of the police, if you have kept track of burning down the third precinct,
right,
et cetera, during the whole riot, which could have been avoided, a lot of us think. So he'll be appointing the board, but it's thought that hopefully they'll be fair in setting up their standards.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not terribly surprising it took this long to rectify, because, I mean, obviously when a lot of the jurisdictions who appoint SROs objected to the bill that was passed last year, and obviously those who were supportive of last year's legislation, you know, basically came out and said, well, I mean, apparently that we can't have a bill. You know, these people are these SROs, their biggest concern is they don't have the ability to choke kids anymore. I mean, when you are, you can't reason with people like this. So I guess it's not terribly surprising it took this long, but it's still incredibly disappointing.
Well, and the governor came out right away when this issue raised its head and said, we're not going to put knees on the necks of students.
Right.
That was his quote. You can, it's findable. Like, and like, really? And even if you notice his signing statement, he didn't have a ceremony. Usually he's got a ceremony, mm-hmm, and they bring people in and dogs and kids and,
right,
and, you know, whoever, tall and short people and all sorts of people, and they have a big hoo-ha. This was a statement. He did it in private. So I think finally he realized that he screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And so this particular project, things are supposed to go to for scrutiny, and this one only stayed in the education committee. And
okay,
I do want to remind you that the majority debates policy, the minority debates process, but this was a case where had they done the normal process, it would have come to light what problems this was going to cause. And even the League of Cities and the cities that run the police departments thought this was an untenable bill. But they never asked. They just continued on their merry way, spending, you know, $2 billion to have the worst reading scores in the history of Minnesota, mm-hmm, and, you know, making abortion. You realize that a 14-year-old girl can have an abortion at 39 weeks and never tell her parents?
Yeah.
That's what we have now in Minnesota. So, right, so thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's the kind of genius that we have going on there. Like, seriously? And suddenly parents are the enemy.
Right.
It's incredible.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's something we've talked about, obviously, you know, this being essentially a sanctuary state for kids who want to get a gender-affirming care, and I use scare quotes on that. If they want to come from the state of Iowa, you know, basically shielding the parents from having any say in it. So, yeah, I mean, there's certainly a lot of residual effects of what happened last year, but at least this particular issue, Senator Abler, I'm glad we got it rectified, if nothing else.
Finally, and so I think I talked to the sheriff in Anoka, and kids they're going back into schools on Tuesday. So,
okay,
so rest assured, people can feel very secure. And just one more thing, I imagine you got other things to talk about today, but people need to keep an eye on the schools. Last year, the governor and the department wanted to have the homeschoolers turn in their test scores Obviously, because homeschoolers don't know what they're doing at all. I cautioned the, again, air quotes. So I cautioned the commissioner. I said, you do not want to compare yourself to the homeschoolers because they're reading and doing math above grade level. And they go like, oh, yeah, good point. So so we fought that off. But it is amazing. The more money we dump in, I mean, this is almost legendary, stereotypical. The more money you dumped in, the worse it gets.
Right.
That's incredible. So, but people, if you're homeschooling or if you're just, you got to watch your kids. Keep an eye on them. If you're in a public school, don't flee there necessarily, but you better help them succeed because they're experiencing challenges like never before. So God bless the parents.
Once again, we've been joined by Senator Jim Abler. He, the representing Senate District 35, which includes Anoka as well as parts of Andover and Coon Rapids. Senator Abler, I know it was short notice that I called on you last evening, but I appreciate you taking the time today to offer some clarification and some insight in this legislation that was passed. Appreciate the time, sir. Appreciate your continued efforts.
And keep sounding the alarm.
Yeah.
Those people, the state belongs to them. They better show up and look after it.
100%.
Thanks, Brad.
Yeah.
God bless.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.
Sure.
Well, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, yeah.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, me, Brad Carlson, the closer, back in mere moments with another segment on the broadcast. Again, 651-289-4488. If you'd like to give us a call, weigh in on any of the topics we're discussing, back in mere moments. Go nowhere.
GodTube.com. Inspiration, comedy, music, faith, and fun. Get the best of GodTube every morning and start your day with a smile. Great faith-based videos sent to your inbox daily when you subscribe at GodTube.com, a division of Salem Media Group.
With more women seeking services from Robbinsdale Women's Center, they have made a mission-critical decision to move to a new location in Crystal, now called Crystal Women's Clinic, a ministry of RWC. The new facility significantly increases its reach and visibility to women considering abortions. The added exam rooms and large educational space will strengthen their life-affirming mission and further their trustworthiness for women facing unplanned pregnancies. Join the cause to empower women to choose life by donating at supportlife.org.
Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. Are you sick of all the fancy charts and investment mumbo-jumbo thrown at you to justify the Wall Street fees you're being charged? It's not the size of your nest egg that matters, but rather the income it can produce. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who have retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money into this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call today to speak to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 888-365-1409. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. So don't delay. Call right now, 888-365-1409. That's 888-365-1409.
Master Pool and Spa St. Patrick's Day Sale. Save a lot of green now through March 17th. Right now, save $2,000 on hot tubs and an incredible $5,000 off swim spas. Now is the best time to build the backyard oasis of your dreams and make your neighbors green with envy. This sale is too good to pass up. We have spas for any backyard or budget from Minnesota's largest spa dealer. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Take delivery tomorrow, next week, next month, or next season. Get $2,000 off 6 to 8 person hot tubs or $5,000 off swim spas from 11 to over 19 feet. Transform your backyard in one day. Spend quality time with your kids, family, and friends. All our spas are built right here in the USA. Find your pot of gold now through St. Patrick's Day at Master Pool and Spa, 394 in Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Call 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. Be sure to tell them you heard it on The Patriot.
Are you looking for a new job? Come to the Egan Job Fair at the Egan Civic Center on Wednesday, March 20th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Multiple industries and employers from around the metro. For more information, find the event on jobshq.com. That's jobshq.com.
Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I just said that. It's me, Brad Carlson, AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Welcome back.
I'm being redundant now.
That same
651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. And hey, don't forget we have the live stream of the broadcast. It's up and running at our Facebook page. Yeah, just go to Facebook, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network, and give our page a like or a follow if you haven't done so already. And as always, we thank you for tuning in. And again, thanks to Senator Jim Abler for offering us some insight and clarification on the new SRO legislation that was passed. And he's exactly right. I did notice that, too, by the way. Governor Walz, normally when he signs legislation, he has a big crowd of people behind him. And by the way, just this may be kind of an aside, when he signed that bill that Senator Abler alluded to regarding abortion, basically abortion right up until birth, the fact he had young girls, like preteen girls, standing there while he signed that bill, anybody else find that incredibly creepy and downright inappropriate? But I digress. Yeah, so Governor Walz on his official Twitter account put out a video of him signing this SRO legislation just in his office. Yeah, no fanfare, not a bunch of people gathered behind him. And to Senator Abler's point, it might have shown more light on how the DFL completely bungled this last year. And, they want to keep the DFL trifecta for as long as they can, and only the House is up this year. So doing what they can, I guess. I'm sorry if that sounds cynical, but in this day and age, is there precedence to be cynical? Yeah, I'd say there is. But moving on to other topics, I've been following the story quite a bit since it occurred. I believe it was 4 weeks ago now. Yeah, it was on a Sunday, February 18th. Where a Burnsville gunman, and again, I'm going to read a Star Tribune story where they name the gunman multiple times, and I am not going to call the gunman's name, even though the gunman ended up taking his own life. But talking about the incident, of course, in Burnsville, where two law enforcement officers and a firefighter were killed by a gunman when they responded to a domestic dispute, and the gunman ended up taking his own life. This is from a Star Tribune story. The two AR-15-style firearms used to kill three Burnsville first responders and wound another last month were bought by the shooter's girlfriend just weeks before he used them to unload more than 100 rounds during an hours-long standoff at the couple's home, according to new federal charges unsealed Thursday. A federal grand jury indicted Ashley Ann Drydahl, age 35, on 11 counts, including conspiracy, straw purchasing, and making false statements for procuring five firearms on behalf of her 38-year-old boyfriend, the shooter, who was prohibited from having them based on a prior conviction. Two rifles used in the February 18th shooting were brought by Drydahl on January 5 and January 25, respectively, weeks before the shooter shot and killed officers Paul Elmstrand and Matthew Ruge, both 27, and firefighter paramedic Adam Finseth, age 40. Then the shooter took his own life. Drydahl was living at home with the shooter on the day police were called in response to a domestic abuse call, where the shooter barricaded himself inside with seven children present. My God. Shooter also wounded Burnsville Police Sergeant Adam Medlicott during the shootout. Now today we can answer the questions Minnesotans have been asking since February 18, U.S. Attorney Andrew Luger said at a news conference Thursday. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is still investigating the broader circumstances surrounding the case, such as the events leading to police first being called to the home and the shooting itself. But Superintendent Drew Evans said Thursday that the federal charges closed a key loop. So a lot to unpack here, but I think first the obvious. Gun grabbers and gun grabbing politicians alike always demagogue these shootings literally before the bodies are even cold. Because they do not believe
in the Second Amendment. A lot of them do not believe in the right to self-defense. Now, there are some who try to put up a facade and, you know, are all condescending to you when gun owners are objecting to legislation being brought, saying, well, no one's coming for your guns. You know, you can still own a handgun. Gee, that's very nice of you to give me permission to exercise my God-given rights. You know, it's reminiscent of if you're a fan of The Sopranos, back when you know, mob boss Tony Soprano was trying to assuage the concerns of Richie Aprile, who had been in the can for 20 years. And he basically said to Richie, he says, Richie, what's yours was yours, you know, before you went away. You just got to give it time. And Richie basically said to him, you know, what's mine is not yours to give me. And that's kind of how I respond to, you know, well, you can still keep your handguns. Like, well, yeah, I know. And I can also, as long as I'm a law-abiding citizen, you know, have other firearms as well. Yes, including an AR-15. But again, I digress. But the problem that the gun grabbers always run into is they're disingenuous in when they say they want to stem the tide of gun violence. They don't. They want to try to just get it so they can ban all guns. Now, they can't. A lot of them can't come right out and say they want to overturn the Second Amendment. Now, some have actually come out and stated their true intentions. And while I obviously vehemently disagree, and they're going to have a serious rhetorical fight on their hands, you know, at least I can respect them for coming out and conveying their true intentions. They want to be rid of the Second Amendment. Some won't just come right out and say it, even though they believe that way and feel that way. But a good number of these representatives, you know, represent districts who would toss them out of office if they ever said such a thing, you know, the next election cycle. But another problem they run into is they propose solutions that would have done nothing to prevent the tragedy, the very tragedy they're demagoguing. Like, they come back and say, well, we need an assault weapons ban. We need this to happen. We need that to happen. And it's like, okay, what specifically, if that were passed, how would that have prevented this particular incident from occurring? And my thing has always been, look, as a Second Amendment advocate myself and my fellow 2A advocates, you know, we always say, look, we're 100% motivated to keep guns out of people who should not have guns, like the Burnsville shooter. He, because of a prior conviction, his gun rights were revoked. And he petitioned to try to get them back, and that petition was denied. Yeah, and as someone, you know, forget being a gun owner, as someone who just believes in basic public safety, you know, thugs and people who are deemed that they should not have guns. Now, again, there isn't a one-size-fits-all. I get it. There are some people who have their gun rights taken away that, you know, are, you could argue, probably shouldn't have had taken away, but given what we know about the Burnsville shooter and his violent tendencies, yeah, that's someone that shouldn't have had guns and seems to be the right decision to not have owned a gun. So, again, as a Second Amendment advocate, I'm all for keeping guns out of the hands of people like the Burnsville shooter, while at the same time not doing anything to make it more cumbersome or more undermining of law-abiding citizens. I don't think that's a big ask. And so those who may not be as passionate about defending the Second Amendment, I get it. Okay, that's fine. But I can agree with someone who's anti-gun. I can at least agree with them in saying, look, yeah, there's some people, violent criminals who have a, you know, history of violence. Yeah, they shouldn't have a gun. So there are a lot of ways to go about that. But when gun-grabbing politicians immediately pivot away from that and say they want to ban certain types of firearms, when we see that
criminals and those prohibited from firearms aren't going to follow certain laws and are willing to put supposed loved ones in harm's way, i.e. the shooter's girlfriend. You know, she was taking the huge risk here by buying these firearms to give them to someone she knew darn well was not allowed to own them. And so what if that issue at hand was addressed? Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Dan is in Invergrove Heights on line one. Dan, we need to take a break here. If there's any way you can hold during the break, I promise to take your call when we come back. And we're also available to take your phone calls, 651-289-4488. Or weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NARNshow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. Or check out our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page with a live stream up and running. Back in mere moments.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 16 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
Hi, I'm Kyle, and I'm thrilled to share why Heritage Christian Academy holds a special spot in my heart. My wife, Holly, and I met at Heritage back in seventh grade, started dating in high school, got married, and have three kids. We appreciate and realize the sacrifices our parents made to send us to Heritage Christian Academy. The teachers, staff, and liberal arts Christ-centered education is top-notch. Our three daughters are so loved by their teachers and have developed deep friendships at school. They spend time every day with their peers, praying together and growing in a personal relationship with Jesus. Heritage Christian Academy has allowed our kids to discover their unique talents and God-given gifts. We really value the focus on character development. Heritage Christian Academy seeks to educate a generation of Christian leaders and is doing a wonderful job of it. We as parents are grateful to be able to partner with them in educating our girls. Discover for your own family Heritage Christian Academy in Maple Grove. Learn more at heritageweb.org. That's heritageweb.org.
What is your healing power? Maybe your healing power is helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness. Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? It is estimated that over 500,000 current warfighters will return from service diagnosed with PTSD, and 22 veterans will commit suicide every day. Our veterans have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country. At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, therapy kits, and more. Discover your healing power at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, together with you, has been helping one recovering veteran at a time. We are helping veterans heal together. What is your healing power? To find out about your power, visit HealVets.org. This PSA is sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
When the truth is found to be.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. 651-289-4488, that's the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NARNshow, that's hashtag N-A-R-N show. And don't forget our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Yeah, go to Facebook, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network, and give our page a like or a follow if you haven't done so already. And we have the live stream of the broadcast up and running. A couple of people are viewing right now, including our good friend Wild Wilson down in Texas. Wild, thanks as always for your support, sir. We appreciate it. And we want to get to Dan's phone call as promised. Line one, Dan, Invergrove Heights. Dan, I appreciate your patience. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, hello, Brad.
You know, I'm very concerned about our kids going to public schools and fearing for their lives every time they're in the school or going to the school, you know, whether it's on the street or on the bus. I don't understand why the repeatedly violent children can't be identified, expelled, and put in a more appropriate learning environment, like some kind of a military type school. It's just not fair that kids who go to school who want to learn, instead of going to the school, you know, to be a violent gangbanger, sure, or to sell drugs or to cause mayhem. You know, parents need to be aware of the statistics of the number of violent incidents that are occurring. And I also think that we need to know the race of the children who are being victimized. That needs to also be listed. I wouldn't ask for the races of the perpetrators, because that'll immediately be deemed to be a racist move. But, you know, parents need vouchers. Give them school vouchers so they have more options to get their kids out of these hellhole schools. It's just not fair to the taxpayers, the parents, or the children. It's got to be changed.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Appreciate the call. And yeah, you know, I don't know about the techniques to, you know, stem the tide of this violence in schools and what it takes, and if discipline is lacking. I know discipline certainly isn't what it used to be. I mean, kids faced with the suspensions, it doesn't have the impact that it used to. So, I mean, that could be a whole nother hour, 2 hour show. But one thing I do know is this is Dan brings up vouchers. This is definitely expediting the school choice movement. I mean, this was something even a decade ago was being deemed the civil rights issue of this current generation. And now I think we're up to 11 states that have a school choice program, or basically, I mean, you think about it, there's an earmarked dollar amount for each student in public school. And what the school choice movement is looking to do is say, hey, you're going to be spending this amount of money on this kid in this school district. Why don't you take the tax dollars you're already spending on that kid and let the tax dollars follow the kid to whatever school the parents deem is best for their kid's needs. And that's what's happening. Like I say, 11 states, I believe Tennessee or Alabama is one of the latest schools. And I know there's a school choice bill going through Georgia right now. I know there were some Georgia Republicans that were blocking it, because Georgia has the Republican trifecta. And yet there were some Republicans that were kind of hostile to this. But God bless Governor Brian Kemp down in Georgia. He's working hard to make it happen down there. So, to Dan's point about vouchers, yeah, this is expediting the school choice movement. It's like, okay, fine. If we're going to continue to say we need more money, more money, more money, more money to fund schools, and as Senator Abler alluded to in the first segment, that kids can't even read at don't even have grade level reading comprehension today. It's like parents are like, what are we doing here? We're not getting our money's worth. So we want to go to a school where we can get our money's worth. So, yeah, thanks for the call, Dan. I appreciate it. I want to get back to the topic I was talking about last segment. It was the girlfriend of the Burnsville shooter was brought up on federal charges, 11 counts, including conspiracy, straw purchasing, and making false statements for procuring firearms on behalf of her boyfriend, again, the Burnsville shooter, who I will not name. And the one thing I talk about is, when gun-grabbing politicians, when there's a spree killing with a gun, typically they always come out and say, we need to enact these particular gun bans, which will do nothing to stop the killings that they're demagoguing. Okay? It will only serve to undermine law-abiding citizens. But if someone had come out and said, you know what, this person, we need to find out, you know, I say there needs to be a cooling off period of 24 to 48 hours, where it's just like you go out, you come out and say, oh, it's just heartbreaking what happened. This shouldn't have happened. These men that put their lives on the line on a daily basis and put themselves in harm's way, they can't go home to their families now. Let's think about the families, thoughts and prayers of the families. And yes, thoughts and prayers are very appropriate,
because what they do is they serve to be a calming effect so that you don't make knee-jerk emotional decisions that will, if nothing else, flout the Constitution, right? Or fly in the face of the Constitution. So they're perfectly appropriate. So I have a cooling off period of 24 to 48 hours. And then as more evidence comes out, because the first question I had is like, okay, it was ascertained that this person who killed these first responders had his gun rights revoked. So my first question is naturally, okay, how did this person get a gun? He sure as heck didn't buy them legally. Or if he did somehow get them from a gun store, the gun store screwed up because they didn't do the appropriate background checks, because the background check would have shown, yeah, this person is barred from owning guns. And we later ascertained that they were obtained by a straw purchase. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. So if you're going to react to a incident in particular, it's like, okay, how can we prevent incidents like this from occurring in the future? Again, someone who can pass a background check that goes in, buys guns, and then illegally passes them on to someone who's not allowed to own a gun. How do we prevent that in the future? Well, again, short of implementing some sort of Tom Cruise Minority Report style predicting crime, you know, pre-crime, okay, that's not possible, obviously, is to make it so you disincentivize straw purchases. Well, almost called you Spencer. Dylan, getting confused. We get these new board ops in, but Dylan's been with us a few weeks. I should be better than that by now. Dylan, cut number one, Representative Dave Pinto was on the House floor recently talking about a bill that was introduced at the beginning of the 2023 session, House File 548, which addressed penalties increased for transferring firearms to persons who are ineligible to possess firearms. Does that not address the Burnsville shooting? Would that have not adequately addressed it? Yeah, I think it would have. So this is Representative Dave Pinto. He's a DFLer, one of the biggest anti-gun representatives you'll see. This is cut number one. This is what he had to say about penalties against straw purchasers.
I heard a number of comments talking about how there's a county attorney a number of years ago who said, oh my goodness, you know, yeah, we don't charge this. The reason is because it's not a felony. The county attorneys, in fact, cannot charge, that particular county attorney in Hennepin was not able to charge this crime. It was a gross misdemeanor. It is a gross misdemeanor. Now, should it possibly be changed? Perhaps. We're going to have a committee process, work our way through. It has not had a committee hearing. But the idea that there is an urgency about this proposal, that in fact, through the fiscal notice found, in fact, that it could not be used, that, to my mind, does not make any sense. Let the process play out. Let it work its way through.
So basically, the process played out. Democrats made a motion to suspend the rules. This was House File 548. Again, this was brought forth by Republicans. Because, again, this idea that Republicans are bought and paid for by the gun lobby and they never want to do anything to address gun violence because they're bought and paid for, well, it's complete bullcrap, first of all. But secondly, they said, okay, fine. I think this is something we can all agree on. Again, short of this pre-crime being in the air where you can predict when crime is going to occur and thus stop a straw purchaser from making a straw purchase, what's the next best thing? Well, to disincentivize the practice, to make the penalty so stiff that they say, you know what, it's just not worth the risk. So let's increase penalties for straw, basically, for someone who's found guilty of a straw purchase. Well, DFL made a motion to suspend the rules and took it to a vote. It got voted down. So the very piece of legislation that was brought forth that would have increased the penalties on straw purchases got voted down. You had Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman 5 years ago giving testimony when he was asked pointedly, why aren't there charges brought against straw purchasers? And he basically said, you know, they're not brought to my attention because it's a misdemeanor, gross misdemeanor. So they don't even bother to to move forward with charges. But this particular bill would have increased penalties. Instead, it took the feds to convict this woman because there were multiple counts. And I can totally hear how this conversation is going. You know, this the Burnsville shooter telling his girlfriend, you know, he probably could have been an opposing guy, maybe threatened her and said, you're going to do this or else. Don't worry about it. I just, you know, we've got all these kids in the home here. Don't you want me to have guns to protect our kids? Okay, because it's a rough world out there. You know, he could have appealed to her on an emotional sense and say, look, you know, the penalty for this is so minor, nothing to worry about. Or he could have threatened her, basically saying, you're going to do this for me or else. Okay? And because they have kids together, at least I believe some of those kids were hers. Obviously, she's concerned what might happen to the kids if she didn't do it. So probably did it under duress. There's no way to know. We may or may not find out eventually, who's to say. But the very thing, I mean, actual legislation. Well, again, this was proposed in early 2023 by Republicans. This is a Republican-sponsored bill. It was brought back up again this legislative session. The very thing that would have increased the penalty, very law, House File 548, would have increased penalty from a gross misdemeanor to a felony, was voted down by the DFL. You know, it's almost as if the anti-2A crowd has ulterior motives when putting forth their draconian proposals, doesn't it? I mean, you always talk, you always lecture about we need common sense gun reforms. No one's coming for your guns. We just need common sense gun reforms. Here's a bill that would have accomplished both. They wouldn't undermine buying a gun for the law-abiding citizen. And I dare say would disincentivize straw purchases. And guess what? The less straw purchases that are made, the less chance there are of a barred person from acquiring a gun that wants to do so for nefarious purposes. And yet it's voted down. And meanwhile, you had a committee hearing last Tuesday. I know I talked about this on last Sunday's show, where there was legislation proposed that would have eliminated state preemption, which would basically allow counties and cities to make their own gun laws. So you could be in Anoka County where you have a right to conceal carry a handgun or have a right to have a handgun with a 15-round magazine. And then less than an hour later, you're in Ramsey County where, oh, they propose that it's a 7-round limit in your magazine. And all of a sudden, you're a criminal just by driving your car from one county to the next within a half hour, 45 minutes. So when next time gun grabbers tell you that they want common sense gun reforms, I'm putting common sense in scare quotes, as my friend and Northern Alliance Radio Network colleague Mitch Berg has said many, many times, and by the way, Mitch has forgotten more about firearms legalese than I'll ever know. Gun control advocates, they have never, not once, made a statement about guns, gun rights, gun laws, gun crime stats, gun rights groups, or the history, construction, or meaning of the Second Amendment that is simultaneously substantial, original, and true. And boy, did that bear out in these latest gun debates, that is for certain. One final segment coming up this hour with me, Brad Carlson, the closer. Here to take your phone calls, by the way, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Or don't forget our live stream of our broadcast. It's on our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Brad Carlson back with one final segment this hour. Go nowhere.
Turning on your favorite ministry or catching your favorite talk show. These are just a couple of reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio monthly. Visit dependonam.com to help keep AM radio in vehicles for the next generation.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-846-2124. 800-846-2124. 800-846-2124. That's 800-846-2124.
Would you like the option to provide your child with a Christian education, but think it's too expensive? Explore Twin Cities Tuitions, our innovative half-off tuition program, which partners with local Christian pre-K through 12th grade schools, turning the desire for Christian education into a reality for over 150 families in the Twin Cities. Visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com to see participating schools like First Baptist School, Graceway Chinese English Montessori, and many more. Go to TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Don't get lost in the endless stream of misleading headlines. Turn to a leading source of conservative news. Townhall.com. Political cartoons.
Thoughtful commentary.
And an intelligent perspective on the day's headlines. Townhall.com.
A division of Salem Media Group.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show for comments or questions. And don't forget, we have a live stream of the broadcast up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page, where you can leave a comment or question there as well. And we thank you for tuning in. We hope you've tuned in to all of our weekend's edition of Northern Alliance Radio Network programming. Don't forget, you can hear our friend and colleague, King Banyan. He's on our sister station, AM 1440, The Biz. Saturdays, 9 to 11 a.m., it is the King Banyan Show. I dare say the finest show in the Upper Midwest. Dare I say the whole country? Yeah, I'm going there. On economics and, of course, Jobs Saturday, which occurs, well, the Saturday after the monthly jobs report comes out. Definitely appointment radio. Mitch Berg, my friend and colleague, he is the headliner edition of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. He's heard every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., followed immediately by Jack Tomczak, the new guy, and his cast of thousands. Jack is on with the Jack Tomczak Show 3 to 5 p.m. Saturdays. And me, Brad Carlson, the closer, closing out weekends every Sunday from 1 to 3 right here on AM 1280. And as always, we thank you so much for your years-long support. So our good friend of the broadcast, former Senator Dave Osmek, sent Mitch and I a text this past week. And he just sent a link and said a new bill is dropped. And it was a link to Senate File 4846, and the description simply reads, climate change effects on mental health advisory task force establishment and appropriation. So I'll just let that sink in a little bit. We're the proposal is to put together a task force to basically address and, I don't know, mediate, try to figure out what to do about people who are suffering mental health due to the effects of climate change. Now, I'm going to be curious to hear more about this if there's once there's testimonial on the on these bills. Is it the actual climate, like going outside because there's so many pollutants in the air that it's, you know, having some sort of effect on people's mental health that it's making them depressed? Or is it all of the apocalyptic forecasts that are taking place? You know, like Tide Pod of Ida, a.k.a. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, when she first assumed office, you know, we don't have 12 years to address climate change. We have 14 months. Well, we've been around longer than 14 months from when she made that declaration. Or how about Al Gore? Former Vice President Al Gore, I think, was back in 2006, 2005, 2006 time frame, basically saying we've got 10 years and then we're at a point, and then we'll be at a point of no return. Well, 2016 came and went. We're still here. I mean, this is just classic government and progressivism. They, well, particularly the progressive elected officials, if their legislation somehow gets passed, and or if they just demagogue it enough, and then the consequences that occur from passing legislation, or in this case, demagoguery, because you freak out people, you're freaking out the Gen Z, you know, who are in high school and college, thinking that they're not going to have a world to grow up in. Yeah, that's probably going to have an impact on their mental health. Oh, my God. Well, let's form a task force. Let's form a committee to address why, oh, why, in the aftermath of our demagoguery, telling these young people that we're going to be at a point of no return in a matter of months. Let's find out why that's adversely affecting their mental health. I mean, this is just classic left wing. They either demagogue something or pass legislation. It makes the problem worse. And so guess what's going to cure the problem that they made worse? More of their solutions. Yeah, that's just worked out swimmingly, hasn't it? Yeah, that's kind of a precursor of what's coming up in hour number two, which we will be getting to in mere moments. So, yes, hour number one is officially in the books. Hour number two coming up in mere moments will be Brad Carlson. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, the closer edition of the Narn. Again, back in mere moments. Go nowhere.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Closing. Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. Are you sick of all the fancy charts and investment mumbo jumbo thrown at you to justify the Wall Street fees you're being charged? It's not the size of your nest egg that matters, but rather the income it can produce. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who have retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money into this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call today to speak to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 888-365-1409. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. So don't delay. Call right now, 888-365-1409. That's 888-365-1409.
Looking for a new way to give back to your community, learn new skills, and make a real difference? Consider volunteering with your local fire department. The majority of U.S. firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers, answering the call when their community needs them. Be part of a dedicated team of volunteers who step up and protect their community from all types of hazards. You can be the difference. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Aside from helping your community and being there for those in need, being a member of the Volunteer Fire Service provides many benefits, including an opportunity to learn new skills and join a family that will serve with you, always have your back, and train you to be the best version of yourself. Your community needs you. Will you answer the call? Learn more and find a local volunteer opportunity at makemeafirefighter.org. That's makemeafirefighter.org.
I was 9 weeks along and didn't know what else to do.
I felt helpless and I didn't want to leave it up to her, but I didn't know what to do or say.
I didn't know there were other options available.
I didn't know it was a baby with a beating heart at 18 days.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. So often we get calls just like this from men and women seeking help and alternatives. Our 800 hotline connects callers to the services they need for pregnancy, adoption, as well as post-abortion assistance. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of confidential counseling or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or check us out on the web, ProLifeAcrossAmerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the
billboard
people.
AM 1280, the Patriot.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.